Today's reading is from Revelation chapter 15, beginning in verse 1. Revelation 15, verse 1. Then I saw another sign in heaven, great and amazing, seven angels with seven plagues, which are the last, for with them the wrath of God is finished. And I saw what appeared to be a sea of glass mingled with fire, and also those who had conquered the beast and its image and the number of its name standing beside the sea of glass with harps of God in their hands. And they sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, Great and amazing are your deeds, O Lord God the Almighty. Just and true are your ways, O King of the nations. Who will not fear, O Lord, and glorify your name? For you alone are holy. All nations will come to you and worship you, for your righteous acts have been revealed. After this I looked, and the sanctuary of the tent of witness in heaven was opened, and out of the sanctuary came the seven angels with the seven plagues, clothed in pure bright linen with golden sashes around their chests. And one of the four living creatures gave to the seven angels seven golden bowls full of the wrath of God who lives forever and ever. And the sanctuary was filled with smoke from the glory of God and from his power, and no one could enter the sanctuary until the seven plagues of the seven angels were finished. This was a short chapter, but let's take a moment and go through it and look at a few things before we close out our reading for today. When we go back to verse 1, he sees another sign in heaven, so starting another section, this sign being great and amazing, and then you have seven angels and seven plagues. Again, when we see the number seven, it's not to be taken as a literal number, but seven is a symbolic representation of completeness. I think we could also throw into that the idea of finality, and of course this being judgment here. And so these seven angels possess these seven plagues, which are calamities or afflictions sent by God as judgment or punishment. And we've seen other instances, for example, in chapter 9 and in chapter 11 about plagues, but here it is spoken of as in them is finished the wrath of God. So it's reached its consummation or perfection or completeness. Verse 2 is another one of those verses that clues us in to the figurative nature of the language here, as we've seen in other verses and talked about previously, that he saw what appeared to be a sea of glass mingled with fire. He's seeing something that is very difficult to put into physical terms to describe so that we can imagine it. And so he's telling us, you know, it looks kind of like a sea of glass, so it's probably brilliant and smooth, but then it's got mingled with fire, which we don't see with water at all. And so that language that he's using is to try to help us see something that we can't see and that is almost impossible to try to give a physical description of. It says he also saw those who had conquered the beast and its image, and the number of its name standing beside this sea, and that they had harps of God in their hands. The harps of God would be a representation of, at this victorious moment, as they have come through the trials and tribulations of their pilgrimage, that they are now praising God for his greatness and his power. Verse 3, they sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb. And then you have that recorded for you in verse 3 and 4, at least a portion of how they would praise him. Great and amazing, the Almighty, just and true, King of the nations. Who would not fear and glorify your name? For you alone are holy. All nations will come and worship you. Your righteous acts have been revealed. So this song of Moses is something that would be sung by those that were victorious, that they had overcome through conflict, and they had overcome by the Lamb of God. Look back at Exodus chapter 15, if you want another example of this, that was actually the song of Moses, and was the children of Israel singing that song after they had crossed the Red Sea, and they were praising God for their deliverance. Here, in this heavenly scene, or at least this spiritual vision, they are praising God for allowing them to be victorious and saving them from the evil in the world, especially that adversary. Verse 5 says, After this scene, something else comes. He looks, and the sanctuary of the tent of witness in heaven was open. Out of the sanctuary came the seven angels and the seven plagues, which we mentioned at the beginning of the chapter. They are clothed in pure, bright linen with golden sashes around their chests. This scene is communicating to us the purity of the role of these angels and the plagues that are going to come, and understand that these plagues of judgment come from the very holiness of God. In Him there is no sin, and He cannot tolerate sin. And so His justness and His righteousness means that that wrath has to be poured out on those that rejected the offer of being able to be forgiven of those sins by the Lamb of God. In verse 7, we see one of the four living creatures mentioned again. It gave to the seven angels seven golden bowls full of the wrath of God. There's our completeness again. And God who lives forever and ever. And the sanctuary was filled with smoke from the glory of God and from His power. Some commentators think that the bowls mentioned here are a representation of the execution of what has previously been warned about what was coming, which is the wrath of God. The smoke here was frequently associated with the presence of God, so this would be a sign of God's glory in action, similar to when He came down and descended upon Mount Sinai and the whole of it smoked, Exodus chapter 19. And Habakkuk chapter 3 and verse 3 talks about this, with the glory of Jehovah covering the heavens. We know that when the tabernacle was erected, that the glory of God filled it, and Moses was not able to even enter it. We see that in Exodus chapter 40. Likewise, whenever Solomon had completed the temple, then the glory of God filled that house. In 1 Kings chapter 8, we read of it. It says, so that the priests could not stand to minister. So here it is that until these seven plagues were completed, the wrath of God completed, no one could enter the temple. That completes our reading for today. I would ask, as I always do, that you continue in prayer, that God may be with us all, and that we seek Him out each and every day of our lives, that we seek out His favor, and that we continue to be sealed by the blood of the Lamb, that we might enter into that heavenly abode on that day of judgment. Thank you for listening. Please come back for another reading tomorrow.